So we are in, anyways, we are in Simen Kuf Samach Gimel. So Kuf Samach Gimel will sound a lot like Simen Kuf Samach Beis, but there is all of a sudden a important difference. So what again? What do we learn at Kuf Samach Beis? Simen Kuf Samach Beis was the Simen with regards to Sa B'Sa, right? When you borrow a quart of milk and you want to give people borrow milk in quarts. Yeah, okay. So you borrow a quart of milk, and now you're going to return a quart of milk. So that is, at first glance, problematic. And there are three ways that it would be permissible, right? Number one is if it's chaverim, that they don't, you know, they're mochel on one another. Number two is if it's yeshlo, very good. And number three is if it's yeshlo shar. There's a set price for that object that's set in the market. So kustam akimel sounds like it's very much the same, but all of a sudden there is a difference. So if we look in Simon, I think we can just do the Shulchan Aruch here. We'll probably solve, we'll resolve it. So the Shulchan Aruch is based on a, it's really just quoting a Gemara. Mishaya nosi b'chaveiro maus. It's somebody who borrowed or was owed money by their friend. V'amrlo, and he says, "Tain li ma'osai." He says, "Give me back my money." Shani rotza likach behem, that I was, and plus I want to buy wheat. Right? Shani rotza likach behem chidim. So Amrlo say, "Va'asei osam alai kishar shel achshav." He says, "Well, I have an idea. We'll establish." I don't have the money. Well, it's a bit of a machlokas whether it matters if he has the money or not. He says, "I'm not going to pay you the money right now, but whatever money I owe you, let's establish that as whatever the value of wheat is right now, and I'll owe you that money in wheat." That's his suggestion. Now, he's not giving him the wheat. He's just telling him, "I'll owe you that money in wheat, and whatever the value of wheat is now, right, that is what he owes him." So instead of now owing him $100, he now owes him a bushel of wheat. Okay,
$100
wheat bushel. Yes. So if he has that wheat, so then it's going to be mutter. Even if the shar doesn't change, but if he doesn't have it, it's going to be aser. Even if there is a set price. So this case sounds very similar to what was being learned in Kuf Samach Beis. Right? Kuf Samach Beis was, "I'm giving you wheat and you'll owe me back wheat." And we said if there is a set price for the wheat, then that would be okay. Here all of a sudden we're saying no, that I'm changing my loan into wheats, right? Into wheat value. And you're hereby, instead of owing me money, you're now going to owe me wheat. And we say that only if the borrower actually has wheat in his possession can we do it, and shar is not going to matter. So we're only accepting the heter of, well, possibly chaveru, not sure, but only accepting the heter of yeshlo, and we're no longer accepting the heter of shar. So what happened between one and another? So I didn't see, like, the really...
And it's also like, can I read the... It's like he has to have the whole thing, or does he have to have like part of it?
That's the other thing. Very good. Right. Also, is Yeshlo is that he has to have everything. Right. As opposed to the previous sif where he talked about some things. Here it has to be everything. So why is that? What changed? So there is in the Chalkas Binyamin, he actually has the introduction here, where he gives you an introduction to this entire sif. Actually, I didn't really see anybody else really explain. I mean, I read this in the Beis Yosef tour, Beis Yosef, then read it in the Shulchan Aruch, and I'm like scratching my head. What happened to the heter of Shar? I thought Shar was that heter. Why is this no good? So he points out that there is a difference that when you're doing in Simen Kuf Samach Beis, when we discuss Sa B'Sa, right? So that, why is that okay? Why is that? Why are we pretty makel in that case? So he says because that's really working in a mekach u'memchar fashion. That I'm giving you this, you're going to owe me money back in exchange for that. As opposed to here, this gets off the ground not by way of a deal where I'm giving you something and it gets something back. Rather, this gets off the ground by a halva. Right? This starts with a halva. Right? The case here is there was a loan, and now the guy shows up and says, I need my money back. And the guy responds by saying, well, sorry, I don't have your money back. I'll be able to give you wheat instead. So because this is getting off the ground by way of a halva, therefore you have reason to be more machmir here. So therefore, shar could work, but, sorry, therefore, yeshlo could work, but shar is not going to work. The idea of the set price, that's not going to be effective here. So that's regards to answer number one. Now the other thing that Joel picked up on there is that yeshlo means yeshlo. Yeshlo means that he has everything here, as opposed to before, where it was he had to have some of it. So why should that be? Why are going to be more machmir here in this case there as well? So that's actually a bit of a flip. There it says because here he is. Even though we started off by saying that the previous case was more mekach umemcharish. But this one is coming off of starts by a halva. There, it gives the opposite reason. I'm forgetting where I saw this answer, but it gives the opposite reason. It says because this is working by way of mekach u'memchar. This is being motivated by a sale. So how does derech mekach u'memchar work? It only happens when you actually have yeshlo. Right, this is functioning how he's saying you're going to owe me this amount of wheat instead. So he says okay. So in a way that's being the payback right now. So therefore that's a deal that's being made in exchange for the money that you owe me. You're now going to owe me wheat instead. So that only works when it's that would only make sense if he actually has all the wheat. But as when it's the original halva, so in Kuf Samach Beis, where he says, "Here, I'll give you this money, and you'll owe me wheat in 6 months from now." So there we said, if he has a small amount of wheat, that's going to be sufficient. Why is that sufficient? He says, "Well, because when he gives over the he has yeshlo for the first amount that he lends, and then for the second amount he lends, and then for the third amount he lends. Right? You keep using that amount to offset it. So that's very good. That's when you're at the starting point. When you're at the starting point, you can make those scenarios. Here, the story is being picked up in the middle. There was a halva that was being made, and now after this halva being made, we want to change the terms of it a little bit and say instead of money, you're now going to owe me wheat. You can't all of a sudden now turn around and say, and we're going to change it from money to wheat incrementally, right? That's not going to work. That seems to be outside the realm of how these situations work. So therefore, we're going to prohibit that in that case. So that's issue number one. So comes the shach here, the shach in Kuf Samach Gimel. Kuf Samach Gimel Aleph explains Dafka im yeshlo chitim, Dafka im yeshlo chitim. Right, aval im yeshlo maos kishir shiyachol liknus behen chitin. So then it's going to be aser. Right, the shach says, what is the yeshlo? Yeshlo what? So yeshlo wheat or yeshlo money? Let's say he says, pay me back. He says, well, I'm not going to pay you back. I'm going to pay you back in wheat, but you don't have any wheat yet. But I have money, so I have the yeshlo on the money. I could, in theory, be giving you back the money, but instead, I'm making an IOU in terms of wheat that in the future is going to be harvested. So is that okay? So the shach says no. Now the shach's notes, he says, Kain Perish Beis Yud, which is the Beis Yosef, Vidalid Mem, right? Is that what it says by you? At the end of Shach Aleph. It says, V'dalin Mem, right? Just as Dalin Mem. As he was referring to the Darkei Moshe. I don't know where that Darkei Moshe is. And I find it odd that the Darkei Moshe would pass in that way. It was in the Beis Yosef, which we didn't go over. The Beis Yosef is really a machlokas Rambam and Rush. The Rambam says that Yeshlo wheat, Yeshlo chitim, right? And the Rosh adds in Yeshlo chitim o mamon, right? If he has wheat or money, so it seems like it's a machlokas Rishonim between the Rambam and the Rosh. So the Shach passes like the Beis Yosef, you're entitled to do, and then he says that he's quoting the Darkei Moshe. I'm not sure where this Darkei Moshe is, and I find it odd Darkei Moshe would pass him that way if the Rosh doesn't pass him that way. But I don't know. Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch is quoting the Shulchan Aruch is quoting the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch is quoting himself. I mean, Shulchan Aruch passes like the Beis Yosef, and that makes sense. But that the Shach would point out that and say, "Yeah, that's what we do." I found that I found that interesting. Okay, and all right, and then we have so Kishir Ma'osav. So here, this is where the Shach sort of picks up on that there's a distinction between Simon Kuf Samach Beis and Kuf Samach Gimel. It says Velo Dami L'Deel Simon Kuf Samach Beis, right, the amount of the money, and it's not like earlier Sif Beis to be Yeshlo Ma'at Me'osu Amin, where there you only need a little bit, right? Lova Lav Kamasayin Dehasam Why? Because over there Kevin Shalava Sa Anroin Ki'il Lova Sa Keneged Sa. There where you're lending a saw, so we see it as if you're lending a saw connected the saw, and then it's sheyeshlo, which he has. V'chein liola, aval b'mechira, but in the case of a mechira, in ha mechira chala ella al ma sheyeshlo. But in the case of a mechira, so mechira only works in a case where you actually have it. Now you saw this little switcheroo that we're pulling. Right, we're calling for this halacha, we're calling this mechira. I mean, when it came to the chumrah of whether we include a shar or not, so we said the previous case is a case of mechira, and this is a case of halva. That's why we're being machmir here and mekel there. But then when it comes to whether yeshlo has to be complete, we're calling this a case of mechira and that a case of halva. Right? It flips it back, and both of them end up that kuf samach gimel is more machmir than kuf samach beis. Right? Only yeshlo works, not shar, and yeshlo works only when you really have yeshlo, and not when you fakely have yeshlo. Not when we make up this incremental sa b'sa. So that's sif aleph. So then we move on to sif beis. So Sif Beis then has the continuation of the case. It's interesting. In the Gemara, Sif Aleph and Sif Beis make up one story. There's one Brisa that has Sif Aleph and Sif Beis has the same story. Here, in Shulchan Aruch, it switches it up. What is the continuation of the story? It says, Harya Harei Shehaya Lo Chitim. So now, he has Chitim. I mean, it's the continuation of the previous story. It says, I have wheat. I'll hereby make this loan of wheat. So the amount of wheat that I owe you, I'm kiviyachol separating it. And this wheat, this here guy, going to be yours when you want to redeem it in 5 months from now, possibly when it's more expensive, right? Possibly when it's more.
But you're just defining it. This is really just wheat now again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Right. But this clarifies the difference a little bit more, right? This story started with a monetary deal, right? I owe you $100, right? Now I'm making it clear, right? It's turning into wheat. And in 5 months from now, it's now an investment of wheat where you're now going to earn more. So really, when you gave $100, you're now going to be getting back $120 of wheat later on. So in a way, that's what makes it worse. Right? If I'm giving you wheat, now you give back wheat, so, okay, yes, it's a little bit of a different value, but it's a little shocking that it's a problem. Here, you already hear why it's a bigger problem, right? There's money being given, and there's greater value being given back. So that sounds much more ribistic, and therefore it would be, that's a good word, ribistic. I like that.
Huh? No, it is now.
Yeah.
But you don't know it's going to go up or down. But if it goes up, it's ribistic.
Right. Yes, it's true. We don't know if it's going to go up or go down, except for when we do know if it's going to go up and go down. Right, the Gemara has some. When you learn through Ezu Neshach, so the cases in the Gemara are the value of wheat Tishrei versus the value of wheat in Kislev. Right. The assumption is that it's going to go up in value as the months go on. Yeah. So basically, again, the continuation of the story. So now we're at this point where instead of me owing you $100, I'm now owing you $100 of wheat, and that wheat, sorry, not $100 of wheat, a bushel of wheat worth $100, which is soon going to be worth $120. So Arisha Hayaluchitim Vasa Halva Solov. So now the halva was done on that. Uva Acharzman, and then the case. A couple months go by. V'amr lei, and he says, "Tein lichitim shani rotza lemachram. Give me the wheat because I want to go in and sell it. V'likach b'demehem yai, because I want to purchase that wheat and use the money in order to buy wine." So Amar Lay, so the original loan dude says, the original borrower says, Amar Lay, say, va'asei osam alai yayin kishar shebashuk. He says, go figure out for me what the price of wine is in the shuk, ata, right now. Im yesh lo yayin, so if love guy, if this guy who was first owing money and now owes wheat, if he actually has the wine, if he has the that value of wine, harei zemutr, then it would be okay. Ve'im lav, it's going to be usr. So it's the second stage here, right? Instead, so again, he first owed money, now, then he changed that to being owed wheat. The wheat goes up in value, so now he owes a greater value of wheat. And then he turns around and says, instead of me owing wheat, I'm going to owe you wine, that higher value of wine. And maybe the wine is going to go up in value, or maybe the wine is not going to go up in value, right? So that then is Sif Beis. What is the Chiddush of Sif Beis? What is being added on by Sif Beis that I wouldn't have already known? I mean, if I know that I could turn money into wheat, as long as there is a full unabashed Yeshlo, why can't I turn wheat into wine, assuming that there is a full unrelenting Yeshlo. So here, in the Chelkas Binyamin, he says there's two possible things that could be taught in Sif Beis that I wouldn't have necessarily realized from just from learning Sif Aleph. So he says, "Retarti kamashmalan." Chada, one is the Yeshlo Yayin Mutter Afal Pishek Farnis Yakru Hachidim. Right, that as long as the Yeshlo wine, that's okay. Even though the wheat has already gone up in value, why? The Mishlo Makish Pasuk Mitchila. I understand in the beginning when I established the price of wheat, so it doesn't look necessarily like rivis, because you gave me money, I'm giving you wheat, and that wheat is then put aside at a certain price. But now what's going on? Now we're looking, now it's 5 months later, and I'm coming back to collect my wheat. We know that the wheat is now worth $120, right? Now if I would just collect my wheat, so it's kind of wink wink, you know, you owe me that wheat which you put aside for me back then, I want it now, and yes, it's worth more than the money that I originally gave, yeah, but that's not actually on paper, right? It doesn't actually appear that way, it doesn't say that anywhere black and white that the value of that wheat has changed. But now if I'm all of a sudden saying, all right, what is the value of wine that I'm giving for the wheat? Am I saying I'm taking the value of wine of the bushel of wheat as it was worth in December? Or am I saying, no, that wheat is now $120, and I want $120 worth of wine. So now I am establishing a halva based on a different price than what I originally set off of the original halva that was made. Right? I lent $100, now I am borrowing, beferish, black on white, $120 worth of wine, depositing in your possession, expecting to get at least $120 back. So suggest the Chalkas V'yamin, that's a bigger Chiddush. No, that's allowed as well, but that deserves its own sif. Right? That deserves a additional sif in Shulchan Aruch to spell out that that's okay. Yeah?
If you would do the same thing, go back to money, be the same problem or worse? I don't have a wheat. I don't want to pay a wheat, I'm paying a coin.
I'm going to turn the wheat back to coin. So I think that we would say that that's... I think we would say that's okay. I mean, the problem with sub sa, that would be okay, right? The problem with sub sa was that it's not going to be the worth the same amount, and therefore we're going to exchange wrong amounts. But here...
He's back 120 in coin. If that's what the wheat is worth now, that would be no good also.
Right. No, I think we're saying that that would be okay. I mean, the subasa is wrong. So if it goes down in value, so then... No, if it goes...
That's really purpose, though. You can't,
right, if it goes up in value, I'm giving more back than what I... Than what,
sure. But what
about the money? True way it works. Right, you're getting... You're potentially getting back more than you gave. But if the currency is just as an investment, right, that's the investment. So I'm getting back we're giving an exact amount. I gave a bushel of wheat. I'm getting back a bushel of wheat. It's worth different amounts. Okay?
Yeah.
So it's okay with coin, but not with one.
Okay. Wait a second. And now I'm not sure.
Definitely okay.
No, right. No, I'm not sure that's okay anymore. Hold on a second. Oh, man. What?
Intuitively, it should be wrong.
Rebus attack. Hold on.
If I read the book correctly, I was trying to look ahead. It's only as if the guy asked for a delay in payment. He says, "I don't have the money right now," and then he may suffer the consequences later. But I'm not sure, like up front, if he asks for a delay in payment. I don't have it. I'll give you this later on, and it turns out to be the ones.
I ask him to wheat. This money and this is never give you wheat.
So I think that really then maybe he's right. Maybe he's right. Maybe it is okay. Because he's not. He wants the loan is due. He doesn't have the money.
So he's paid his paperwork.
I don't know. I think I read it.
The Okay, when it's going off of the monetary value, that's when we're going to say that it's okay. As long as the same monetary value is being given, right? So the wheat exchange in terms of the money, when it goes up in value, that's going to be a problem, unless it's Yishlo. Yishlo is then going to be the exception to the rule. That's the word. Yishlo then permits it. Because he had it, in a way, he quote unquote had it the entire time.
Right.
So without the Yeshlo permission, so then right, there would be a problem because there is different monetary values that are being exchanged. Right. The only, as we discussed last week, the basis for all the transactions in terms of value is the monetary value, like the silver that's going off of. As long as that's staying the same, that's going to be okay, even if the amount of merchandise that's being exchanged is then going to fluctuate. The only exception to that is Yeshlo or Shar. That's what makes it permitted when you have Yeshlo or Shar. So when it comes to here, when it comes to Sif Beis here, right? So here it's being made clear that the amount of money that was given is going to be different than the amount of wine that's going to be given back, going off of Yeshlo. So it's mutter because of Yeshlo. But I would have thought that it's a problem because the price is different. There's a different price that's being given back, beferish. So he says that that's okay. The other side, the od kamashmal, the flip side that he points out that is being made extra here is lahaf dim ein lo iser, the ma'od that dim ein lo aser, that if there's ein lo aser, that if he doesn't have it might be aser. So I might have thought that after we already established the wheat was being permissible, so therefore maybe I'm like exempt. Maybe the idea of switching it to another commodity might be okay. Shuv not to psikas ayayin. Right, alf pisha ein, even though he doesn't have, because once you had the yeshlo of the shar, we don't have to worry about the flip to another commodity anymore. So he says no, that's a problem unless you have yeshlo of the other commodity as well. Those are the.
So if he has the wine, then.
If he has the wine, no, that's what he said. If he has the wine, then that's going to be permissible. Okay. You could start Gimel Shulchan Aruch, and we'll say the din. Now, its application is much larger than what is actually here in the din. But let's we'll say what the possible application is, and then pick up from there next week. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, Amar lo halveini mana. So he says, lend me a mana. So Amar le mana ainli. Chitim b'mana yeshli. He says, I don't have a mana to give you. I don't have $100 to give you, but I do have wheat. Right? I do have wheat worth a mana. V'nasan lo chitim b'mana. And then he gives him that wheat b'mana. Kemoshu hashar, as is the price. V'chazar, what? V'chazar b'lacha mimenu b'tzadi. And then when he buys it back, he gives him 90 bucks. And he buys it back. Wink, wink. Right? Now that is a... right. What?
It's nine-tenths of it.
Nine-tenths of it, right? So he is, in effect, what's going on here? The loaner is making 10% off of this deal. The lender is making 10% off of this deal. Now it's all being done b'mekach u'memchar. It was never being done b'feirish as ribis. So is that a problem or not? So he says that's the scenario. So what do we have? Right, and adds the Ramah here in parentheses, or somebody adds it in parentheses, but dayin him shavim ma. By the way, it's still worth $100. He's just paying $90 for it. Hey, can I buy that off of you for $90? Sure. Okay? That's being given back.
Yeah, three persons. But the guy who's loaning it, the lender, is lending him the wheat, right? Somebody says to somebody else, lend me 100.
Right.
The guy says, you got no money, give you $100 worth of wheat.
So lender says, here's $100 worth of wheat. Yeah.
Later on, he wants, to, when he gets the wheat back.
Right. So, I'll pay you $90 for that wheat.
Who's paying who? The himself.
The lender is paying the borrower $90.
No.
So he's making $10 on the deal.
Yeah.
Sheldon's okay with it, Alan. You're still right. The lender's making money. That's the that's the river's problem. He gave him $100 worth of wheat. He's getting $100 worth of wheat back, but he's only paying him $90 for that $100 worth of wheat.
But where's the money come in here? He lends him $100 worth of wheat.
Yeah.
So far, that I understand.
Right, I hear your issue. Wait a second.
What happens next?
Yeah, so he thinks he's getting a good deal, but meanwhile he's still at $90, right?
Buying the wheat back is not really returning the loan.
I'm really money. Ain't really chitim mana yeshli. So he gives him the mana. V'nasan lo chitim. No, ain't really chitim mana yeshli. So v'nasan lo chitim mana. Right, k'moshu ashar. V'chazav v'lachmi menu b'zay. He goes back and buys it for 90. The lender.
Lender buys it back.
Right, but you're right. He's still out $90 at this point. So, impara lo... Oh, hey, that's the next line. Impara lo besof hamana. So then if he gives him the $100 back in exchange for the wheat, I mean, you gave me wheat, so now I owe you $100 back. So I'll pay you... So I bought the wheat back for $90, and you owe me the $100 back in exchange for the wheat that I gave you. So there's $10 that's still... That's the difference between them.
Now he's getting $10 more.
So I'm ending up with 190.
110.
Well, I'm at
10.
Well, I gave you 100. I gave you 90. I'm getting 100 back and $100 worth of wheat. So I'm ending up with $100. $100. And $100 worth of wheat. And I only gave you $100 worth of wheat and $90. So it's a $10 difference there. All right, so in parallel of a sof haman.
I kind of lost it. Who's giving who what? Can we just go back?
All right, let's read it again. Amar lo halveini mana. He says, give me your money. Amar lo, he responds by saying...
The borrower is saying...
Well, he's not a borrower. Right, there is... The poor man, yes. The poor man says to the rich man, I need $100. Okay. The rich man says, Amar lo, mana ainli, chitim b'mana yesh. I don't have money right now, but I do have wheat. So, and he gives him the wheat. He gives him the $100 worth of wheat.
Okay.
Right? Kamoshu Hashar, which was the established price. Okay. Then rich man goes back and says, okay, oh, look at that. I have $90. Can I buy that wheat off of you for $90? So he gives him $90. Right? And he gets the wheat back. Meanwhile, so that was a Mekach Umemchar deal.
So now he's still lent $90?
$100.
He lent $100 worth of
$100 worth of wheat, bought it back for $90, but there's still a loan, and that's outstanding, of $100. Right? So then the next line is, Impara lo lebasof hamana, if at the end he paid him back $100, or hapeperos in fruit, right? Mutter, aval usr lefeperos, mutter, aval usr lefro abemos. So you paid him back in fruit, that would actually be okay. Right, but he can't pay him back in money. Why? Mifnei haramas ribis. Because we call that haramas ribis. He's getting around the ribis prohibition. I mean, they're talking in terms of mekach u'memchar and deals and sales and wink winking. Yeah. But at the end of the day, they've gotten around the ribis prohibition. So we call that usur to do because it's a haramas ribis. Was it started with what? It started with him saying, lend me $100. But if they went ahead and did it anyways, but if he did do this anyways, if he said, this was the contract that was signed and you owe me $100 and they go to Basin will enforce the contract even though it's a violation of Haramas Rivas. That's the key line from here.
Okay.
Right, so we've been talking about ribis katsutsa, right? Ribis deraisa. We're talking about ribis derabanan, otherwise known as avak ribis. And now this is really a third category, haramas ribis. Avak ribis would not be enforceable in court, or would be enforceable from a ribis perspective, and basically would tell you can't do this, and would nullify an avak ribis deal. A harama ribis deal, apparently, Basin would not nullify, and would say to go ahead with the payback. Okay, so that is so while this deal, this 90 versus 100, this kind of back and forth is not so common, there are other types of harama services, which other things that fall into the category of harama service, which happen more regularly, and this is the source that harama service basin will still force you to pay. So maybe next week we'll pick up with an example or two of what qualifies as harama service.
Why is he selling it back for less than the value? Because you have the money.
Well, how do you know that's the reason?
I don't.
Because he gave him the sign. I don't know.